again. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, America. This is Tim Wingate sitting in for Michael Herzog, American Awakening, Hour 2. We've had some wonderful news that the press conference went off really well with the Browns, apparently, that a lot of good news coverage. And people out there are starting to see. We hope that we'll get some more information as to specifically what went on when we had a report from Mike last hour. The conference was still going on, and he needed to leave to go answer some questions. So I'm sure we'll get another update as time goes on. I'm not sure if John's going to call into his show and give us an update of exactly what's going on. So stay tuned to RBN. We'll keep you apprised as to what's going on with the Browns out there. And get an idea, see if it's picked up on your local news, if your local stations pick up the feed from the big news companies, if you will, on the rest of this. It'll be interesting to see if they will cover it or not. We do know that at certain stories and certain situations are spiked by the upper powers that be because they don't want us common folk getting some ideas, whatever those ideas may be. One of the things I like to do, and I like to be a person of action and give people solutions, give people ideas on how they can fight back, that they just don't have to submit to this system. You have to be creative. And sometimes you have to learn to think backwards. Think kind of from the inside out. Take a little clue from what they have to say about things. And a great little article that I came across was out of the Seattle Times, and it was one of these little situations where I thought, I go, funny headline says, City tells workers, pop corn cautiously or else. Well, it seems like that over a period of, in 3 years, eight times in 3 years, 400 people in the city hall, in the Seattle Municipal Tower, and an 11-story justice center, had to be evacuated out because the employees had inadvertently and accidentally started burning microwave popcorn in the microwave, creating smoke, which set off the fire alarms, the smoke alarms, and everyone had to be evacuated until they found out exactly what was going on. So little old me, who embraces his internal inner outlaw, I should say, he embraces his inner outlaw, looked at that, thinking a little backwards, going, here's an idea, folks, of something we can do. We'll deal with that when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be back with Alan Watt.
Oh. I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
I think we're back. All right. Hello, America. Tim Wingate back with you on the Michael Herzog American Awakening program here on RBN Live. Want to finish up something here a little bit, and then we're going to go to our special guest, Alan Watt. Right before the break, I was talking to you about the city of Seattle warning their employees in their various municipal buildings that they had better be careful about popping corn. Now, it's not quite a ban yet, they say, but it's been very disruptive. And there may be disciplinary action, or they may just outright ban microwave popcorn for the city employees completely, because over the last 3 years, over eight times, more than 400-plus people have had to evacuate the building because the fire alarms went off, because the smoke alarms went off when somebody was burning microwave popcorn. So, thinking and embracing the principle of embracing my inner outlaw, you just do the opposite of what they say. If you need to shut down a building, what do? Well, you bring in some microwave popcorn. And you ought to know the drill by now. You know, Ron Popeil and his rotissa thingamajig. You set it and forget it. A little freedom shenanigan there, folks. We're approaching a time where a little civil disobedience, some shenanigans, some fun stuff. My old granny used to tell me, if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. Well, you know, this could work, could have some fun. I can just see it now. The smell of burnt popcorn in the air as fire trucks roar and everyone's escaping a building and somebody who had to go to court on a stupid child protective service thing or some other seriously or made up thing, something ridiculous. Yeah, might be a little time for a reprieve. Who knows? Could happen. Could happen. All right. Let's move on. My friend Alan Watt, you are not a stranger to the show, I understand. Are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Yep.
Oh, excellent. How are you doing today?
Not too bad, yeah.
Good. Good. Well, I have thoroughly enjoyed listening to you on the occasion or two that I have had. And, you know, you're familiar, I would hope, are you familiar? I should just phrase it as a question. Are you familiar with the Ed and the Elaine Brown situation in New Hampshire?
Yeah, pretty well. One of many, yeah.
Okay. Oh, one of many, yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. They're not the only ones who've had this kind of a situation.
Yeah, it's been going on for years, generally quietly, and most people just simply cave in and give up. And that's what governments are now used to.
Yeah, you know, that brings up a kind of a speculative question. What do you think governments, possibly there in Canada, U.S., you know, when people start standing up more and more like Ed and Elaine or doing as I, you know, raise the possibilities of different freedom shenanigans, what do you think the government response will be?
Well, they've told us what it will be. All NATO countries have run on the same agenda because there are no independent countries anymore, in fact. There haven't been for a while, and they haven't openly declared it to the public. They're conditioning us to accept it with little pieces of news and propaganda, but they haven't openly said to the public that we're already international, and they won't until the U.S. has finished its job in the Middle East. However, you're running on the same system as Britain that published in the newspapers from the Ministry of Defense, which writes up the bills for NATO, and the U.S. is part of NATO, their forecast for the next 20 or 30 years. And it's nothing but what they see is public unrest, uprising, flash mobs, they call it, and the responses that they will have to do to maintain order in society. Now, they don't say what's going to happen to make that Joe Sixpack and Jane Champagne stand up and start protesting, but obviously what we do know what's going to happen is they change the whole system in which we live from one reward system of earning money and being a wage slave to the next step, which is to work for the world state. So they've forecast a world of upheavals, unrest, spontaneous violence, and they're prepared in their own statements to use neutrino bombs on the general public, and that's from the top Ministry of Defense Department for Britain.
So, in essence, they're telling us that we are going to have to comply,
yep,
or they'll kill us.
That's it, uh-huh.
Well, you know, when somebody issues that kind of a challenge to me, my immediate response is, well, then if I don't kill you first.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
And this is why I've often believed that the day of the direct confrontation is over, mm-hmm, and people need to start studying different techniques, such as that Michael Collins used in Ireland, mm-hmm, against the British.
Yeah, well, the thing is, too, you got to remember, this is not a recent takeover of a government anywhere.
Right.
This has been going on for centuries. And people forget that in the United States alone, there was another revolution in 1801 when a group tried to take over and be the war hawks, basically, and go their own direction. And there was a civil revolution which got it back to the two-party system again. Jefferson played a big hand in getting it back. But they were well aware even then that there was a globalist society with a globalist agenda that was going to use all the big nations to further their planetary takeover, basically, with a new system of control, with science backing them up, very Darwinistic in its agenda, very cold and ruthless, and very power-hungry, a belief that those who had the intellect and had acquired the wealth had the right to rule over the rest of the public and decide the future for everyone.
And these people that you are talking about go by different names.
There's many societies, and that's just it. You see, what they're composed of really are the psychopathic elements you'll find within every group or people or creed. There's always an element of the psychopath. We all have met them in school.
Sure, we call them bullies.
They're bullies.
And we have an epidemic of bullying in our society, especially in jobs where they're highly competitive.
Yes, there's no doubt about it. This whole system, actually, that we think is ours is not ours at all. It's theirs. They give us the culture. They train us at school to go out and compete, and success is the whole name of the game, to get to the top by every means possible. If you look at all the famous people, pretty well the old families in the U.S. or the British or any other government, the hereditary dynasties that you see in politics now and then, they all started off as either pirates, buccaneers, freebooters, dope sellers, whatever, warmongers.
Wasn't there Thomas Aquinas who basically told the story of the pirate and the emperor?
Yes, yeah. And even that was an old story long before him. So these are, in fact, even those stories came from ancient Egypt. There's nothing new under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same system of profit, debt, and whoever runs the system of money and debt. In fact, money, to be honest with you, money is the key to all things in the system. It's something which would always be taken over by the clever psychopaths who understand how to manipulate people through money and how to bamboozle them by pretending that there's a science involved. When anything is so complex the average person can't understand it, you're being fooled, whether it's law, money, or anything else.
That's a very good insight on that. You made me think of a question here as you were talking about that they created our society. They've given us, they've straightened, created all of this. I've questioned the issue of the Masonic orders. We can see the evidence of Masonry throughout our society. We have great public works that have Mason symbology on it. You have police patches that proudly display the compass and the square.
Yeah, if you look at the British system with the British Commonwealth system, the police have a band around their hats with the checkerboard right around it, yeah.
Yeah, we have that in Chicago, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the question I have then is, what right do we have to rebel against the, I call them the system lords?
Well, I always tell people, you know, when you rebel against something, you better get your facts right of what you're rebelling against and what you're trying to keep or save or even produce. Because people don't, and even the Founding Fathers said the same thing, that it took them 20, 30 years of organization before they had the revolution.
That's true.
Otherwise, you're an unorganized mob. If you're not organized, you get walked over by professionally trained standing armies.
That's a good thing. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll come back after the break. Stick with us. Tim Wingate here, Alan Watt on the Michael Herzog American Awakening on RBN.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
All right, good afternoon, America. Tim Wingate here on the Michael Herzog Show, American Awakening. We're talking with Alan Watt. He mentioned something that sparked another little reference to me about the Founding Fathers recognizing that the planning for the American War for Independence took many years. I do know for sure that John Adams wrote that he believed that the Revolution actually started January 30th, 1750, and that's when Jonathan Mayhew preached was, at the time, a very important sermon dealing with revolution and the right of the king to rule and a free man's responsibility and a number of other subjects. And so we can easily see that it was at least, as you said, 25 to 30 years from 1750 to 1776, and even before, as these ideas and these thoughts started to circulate in the minds of the Founding Fathers. So that brings us back to the issue and the question of what is it that we need to be careful of as we are trying to resist against these people who have created this system that we are benefiting from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the thing is, that's just it. We can't say this is the good bit, this is the bad bit. I like this, I'll save that, I'll throw this away. Our whole culture really is not our culture at all. It's been promoted and marketed to us from cartoons right up through adulthood. Propaganda is put over through fiction, in fact, is the best means of implanting ideas in someone's mind via emotion. That's what drama is for. And most drama, that's why there's so many cop shows and hospital shows and social worker shows on television. It's propaganda to instill in you that the state is taking charge of every aspect, major aspect of your life, from cradle to grave. And people have come to expect that. And now, I mean, in 30 years, people now are booking their parents into old age homes as a normal thing to do, rather than take care of them at home. And that's what the elite wanted, because they wanted the male and the female in the workforce, both paying taxes to the system. And then when there's no family unit left, there's no one to stand up for the individual between the government and the individual. This was all planned and written about over 100 years ago by people at that time involved in the World Revolutionary Party, which became the Communist Party. So we're just living a strategy. In fact, we've been living a business plan our whole lives, and so were your parents. We adapt so quickly to changes.
Uh-huh.
Changes become the normal so quickly, and we have all these little cheap goodies from China. There's very few people. In fact, no one protested at the time. It's only since the early 90s that your main factories left shore to go to China. It was all done quietly, and people didn't even question what was happening.
You know, this is where I really appreciate your insight into this, and you have a wonderful website called cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and that gets us. I want to read something right off of the very top that you say. It's a part of your course in deprogramming. It says, in all ages and all lands, there have been those who seek truth. This seeking is an individual search for something more than self, and much more than the confines of this worldly system. It is the seeker who understands there is more than what meets the eye, who is not afraid and makes the choice to go into the unknown. The process of awakening has begun. The discovery is underway. This is part of a course in deprogramming. So obviously, you recognize this. What do you suggest people do to deprogram themselves?
Well, number one, in all ages, the majority of the public, just studying history, and this was known in ancient Greek times, in fact, the majority of the public will go with whoever rules them. They will go to the bitter end, obeying whoever rules them. If there is any revolution throughout history, they simply benefit as a side effect of the acts and the deeds of a few. So they go with the winner in all situations. They're almost along for the ride. They're passive participants in their own lives. They're not active participants in their lives. They question nothing. As long as they have enough free time to play and do the things they want to do, they don't mind being happy wage slaves under totalitarian types of rule, which is what we really have today. It's not even so covert anymore, because government agencies have given themselves the rights through policymaking, not through lawmaking, but policymaking, to come into anyone's home, snatch your child, or grab an elderly person and snatch them into the hospital or put them in a hospice. This is the normal now, and people accept it until it happens to them, which to the individual is unthinkable, of course. That's why they permit it to happen.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. I think Jefferson said that in the Declaration of Independence, said that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed.
Yeah, and that's been the same in all ages. Change is always made by a few who can see through it and who actually stand up, and they will suffer always.
Well, we got some good stuff because we're the few, and we'll be back after the break with Alan, and we will continue to talk on this subject. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, America, we're back with the Michael Herzog Show, American Awakening, and we have Mike on the line with us with an update. Mike, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Tim. Okay, John and I, the press conference is over with. We left. We're just now headed out. We're in the mountains, so you may lose me, but at any rate, the press conference went well. There was about, I would say, 30 reporters there. National, CNN was there. There was a couple of other ones. Now, again, we don't have any control over, you know, whether they, you know, whether they cut in and edit and so forth, but it looks like it's going to make national news. We could just hope for the best. However, I will say that it was a good idea to have Randy come up. Randy Weaver is going on Good Morning America tomorrow morning. John and I hooked with Anna Marie, who's the producer for Good Morning America's Paula Zahn, and he's going to get airtime tomorrow morning. So that's great news. John and I have did about an hour's conference with Sheriff Prozo down in Newport, and what we got out of him was that we are going to talk to the county attorney, Mark Hathaway, and push for opening up a grand jury investigation on the trial itself. And we did get a commitment from Sheriff Prozo that he will have no opposition of going forward with that. The only other thing I will say is that the sheriff has assured us that he wants this to come. He wants to see this come to a peaceful end. We also had an incident last night where we were leaving the Bronze property, and there was a city police officer out on patrol, who John, of course, stopped, and we had the opportunity to chat with for about 5 or 10 minutes. And this gentleman, very pleasant police officer, 63-year-old fellow, been on the force for several years, knows the Browns very well, and he assured us as well that the city police want to see this come to an amicable conclusion. He gave me no indication that any of the police officers were being anything but kind to the Browns. So that's good news. At this juncture, it is my belief that the feds are they've backed off. We didn't see any feds up there anywhere near the place. I do know for a fact that Sheriff Prozo is listening to RBN. He said so in his office. So that's interesting. They are monitoring us. The police, the sheriff's office, they're not aggressive. Okay, they're waiting to see what the Fed's going to do. The Fed right now is not doing anything. That's good news. Okay, so we're going to push this issue on the grand jury convening and see if we can have them look into this case and reach some kind of an amicable conclusion. All right, so that's the update, buddy.
Thanks, Michael.
Okay, I'll talk
thank
to you,
you. Guys,
right.
Drive safe.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, thank you, Alan, for waiting as we got this update on the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And anyway, back to our discussion. Well, we know we have these people, and I like to talk about practical means of resistance, and I really like your website name, Cutting Through the Matrix, because I think the analogy is very apropos for what we're going through, especially since you've talked about how there is they've created this culture. We're all supposed to be happy little worker bees, and et cetera.
Well,
what do you suggest we do?
Yeah, we better be happy little worker bees.
Well, yeah. Well, it hasn't always been that way, and as you said, that they're positioned in such a way that they seem to be able to benefit from almost any calamity that occurs, whether it's man-made or natural. And there's some question as to how natural calamities actually are. Mm-hmm. But they seem to be positioned. What do you suggest we, as freedom-loving people, do, whether in Canada or in the U.S.?
Yeah, again, I would never expect the majority
right
to side with anyone.
The majority, and that's what we're talking about. Yeah. It's the minority that makes things happen.
It's the minority. And again, it's more than just saving something. How can you save something which really is so corrupt,
right,
so far removed from anything that was begun long ago?
So do you think it's too late in America, and keeping with the same concept, do you think it's too late in America to alter this form of government? Maybe we should abolish it and institute something new?
Whatever comes out would have to be a new system.
Uh-huh.
And remember this, too. The elite have already, a long time ago, planned their new system where they'll all be, again, happy little robots with no ability to think eventually if they get their way with science. The science is already proven and ready to go. They just have to convince us that it's all a natural progression. However, we can't go along with this part of the system and just stop time right here, because it's so corrupt right now, there's nothing left to save. It's corrupt from the top right down. The whole system has fallen apart. It was rotten at its foundations, to be honest, because when money came in with the debt, perpetual debt and compound interest, that was it. That's part of the reason they had the revolution, was not to have the same system that ran Europe for hundreds of years running the Americas. They knew that compound interest and debt, and then its subsequent wars that it causes to get money back into the coffers for all the debt, would go on indefinitely. In fact, what the U.S. is doing now is just the culmination of the part of the plan, the final takeover of the last people who are holding out against the system in the Middle East. They're standardizing the world, and the U.S., definitely since Wilson, there's no doubt about that, and Mandel House, the U.S. have been the battering ram, the supplier of munitions and men to push the final leg for this world to take over.
Yeah, it seems like I've heard this said before, and I've often mentioned it to others when they've talked about that they want to fight against the New World Order, and I kind of chuckle and go, we are the New World Order. Don't
That's
you
right.
get it?
That's right, yeah. There's no doubt about it. I mean, Wilson was put forward as the front man to bring in the League of Nations and to fund it into existence. Mandel House was more important than Wilson because he was the main advisor. The advisors are always more important than the presidents. And because the advisors are in contact with the guys over in London, and Mandel House's contact was Sir L. Grey in London. And Grey was part of this very top elite for pushing the British world system or the London world system across the whole world. And they thought by creating a League of Nations, which would transform into a global government, which so it is, it's become the United Nations, then they could do it that way. But they knew they'd need the United States for manpower, for raw resources, for manufacturing the war machine. And that's all
right.
The U.S. has been doing since.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's interesting that you mention Gray, in that I came across some material a while back dealing with the Order of the Gray Men. Have you heard of that?
Well, I first put out the Gray Men years ago. And the Gray Men are, and lots of people, see, there's people making their livings off what I say. And but the Gray Men are the men that go between the chessboard, between the black and the white squares. They're called the Gray Men.
Uh-huh.
So there's always the visible politicians. In this respect, it's the white squares. Those are visible to the people. The dark ones are that's what's done in the darkness and secret. And then you have the Gray Men that go between the Kissinger types, that go between the real bosses to presidents and prime ministers with what they have to do with their agenda.
Well, that sounds like the Bilderbergers.
The Bilderbergers are only one part of it. It's a multi-faceted mm-hmm. pyramid here, with each perfect section in contact with the stones above it. And the Bilderbergers are just one facet to deal with royalty. Coming presidents and prime ministers get invited there before the public hear their names spoken.
So they're just another front. They're just one of the many front organizations.
They're not just fronts. They're specialized parts. They're think tanks. They're specialized think tanks. The Club of Rome, for instance, one of its main objectives is world depopulation, and the Club of Rome plans out future crisis that they can control the people. They even say in their own book that they sat round a table and they said, for a substitute for war, when there's no one to fight, how do we keep government in power? And then it says, we hit upon the idea that we are causing an environmental problem, and therefore mankind
right.
is the enemy. Now, that was from their own book published by the Club of Rome. It's
yeah.
the main think tank. They then market that to the lower think tanks, right down to the media, that propagandizes it into existence to the public.
Maybe we need to start our own freedom think tanks on ways of short-circuiting and circumventing.
It would take more than just short-circuiting. See, what we need is a new way.
Well, this a new way?
This way we're in okay. today is anti-human.
All right.
It truly is. It's not cohesive with the people. It divides the people. And the great experiment, as the United States was called initially, was only to be a great experiment as long as people had their own little farm and they were completely independent. Now, with commerce and industry, they all knew that they'd go the same way as Europe if they were not careful. Because in with commerce and industry comes the debt, then comes armies, etc., that go along with it. So they knew that the U.S. could only be free if every little family could stay independent
mm-hmm.
and in power over its government, not the other way around. And
so you're talking about a new way, and I know on your site. Oh, by the way, just a note to Thomas, our engineer. I'm experiencing a thunderstorm here, and I may get knocked off, so you're going to have to wing it if that happens, but let's hope it doesn't, okay? Anyway, back to you, Alan. Your site deals with cutting through the matrix, and obviously we're in some kind of a manufactured reality, not necessarily the specifics of the movie, but that's analogous to what
Absolutely.
We're in.
Absolutely.
So
in fact, it's
how
true.
Do we do that? How do we fight through it? Give us some
again,
give us three
those,
things we can do.
Those who can get through it. See, people, you just don't wake up and say, my goodness, my lifestyle is changing, I'm going to stop it. That's how most people actually think. And they don't get past that. It's only when the system is affecting their routine that they start objecting and complaining. They don't realize, wait a minute, my routine was given to me too. My 6 o'clock news was given to me. My favorite sports games at the weekend are given to me. That's their favorite routine. You've got to break beyond all of that, and you've got to sit down and say, now, what is the value of humanity? What's the value of living in the first place? What's the value in a peaceful society of neighbor to neighbor? What are the right values, and what are the things that destroy those values? Once you look at what destroys those values, you'll see it all around you has been implemented, divide and conquer, one-upmanship, and the Jones keeping up with the Jones. There's nothing humane in this system. When we dispose of our elderly because they don't produce and consume anymore, they're just consumers. And when we allow people to come in, government agencies or even teachers, and literally lobotomize chemically the brains of young men who are your future leaders, they're the brighter ones amongst them, and they become troublesome at school because they ask questions, and then they're stuck on something like Ritalin, and their brains are fried. We're watching a horror show happen. We're allowing it to happen because, hey, it's not my child. And when we're so disconnected...
Well, it sounds like you're talking about, Alan, it sounds like you're talking about something that Jesus talked about when he was asked, who is my neighbor?
Yeah.
And he gave the illustration, of course, of the Good Samaritan who was looked down upon by the Pharisees of the day, and he reached out to anybody. So you're talking somewhat about reaching out and understanding that we're part. But, you know, people like to do things in groups, and individually, I understand this. I have a number of friends who, for the lack of a better term, have become survivalists. In that they have they've dropped off the grid, dropped out of the system, have gone through numerous name changes and location changes to become as anonymous to the system as possible. Not everybody can do that. What can Joe Sixpack and Jane Champagne do?
Joe Sixpack can stay as Joe Sixpack, to be honest, because it's not my job to get him off his booze. That's his problem.
Well, I'm not necessarily saying booze. I don't mean it.
Yeah, but it's true. It is true. People are stuck in a routine which they enjoy.
Well, that's true. But what about the minority of us? Let's forget about the majority. Let's talk to the remnant here.
Well, they have to decide themselves what kind of world they would like to live in, as opposed to how it is right now. And it always brings you back. In any age, it's the same problems. What's your relationship for man to man? What is the purpose? Is the purpose just to be successful and have X amount of numbers, digits in the bank, on a piece of paper or a computer? Is that the function of life? Or to save up and say, I'm okay, I know there's disaster happening around me, so I don't care. Well, see, you've already got that system. You have a system that does not care. And so it's self-destructive at the bottom level. Now, the elite know this. It's not meant to last terribly long. They already know this, that it's crumbling through corruption, right down to the bottom, because as the king goes, so do the people, the old saying, you see.
Okay, so we recognize this.
And so you can't save that when it's already totally corrupt. It's like a cancer. You cannot avoid the cancer there. You've got to get it out. You know?
Well, then what choice do people have other than submitting to the existing system and whatever changes that the system lords go through
for us? It will
take
people to start saying no and enough. And it's not just that. The people who are mentally active in this and who understand what's happening don't just sit down and clap their hands when they hear of an occasional success. They must get involved, and just showing your face at certain places at the right time, like this occasion with the Browns, it makes a big, big difference, because the cockroaches don't like to see ordinary people standing up there witnessing what they're doing.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So maybe as group, now I go back to the founding fathers of this nation, and that they created a situation in which people had to make a choice. We know roughly one-third of the people in the colonies were sided with the founding fathers. One-third were Tories, and a lot of them moved up by you, and up there in Canada, and roughly another third sat it out to see who, you know, which way the wind blew.
Yeah.
As to which side they were going to be on. So we know that there's a minority of us, and it's a remnant. So being active and supporting resistance actively is what it sounds like is one step closer toward making this a nation or a country or a community that we want to live in.
Yes, a whole value change.
Great. We'll be back after the break, folks, here on RBN.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
All right, good afternoon, America. Tim Wingate sitting in for the traveling Michael Herzog on the American Awakening. I have our guest today is Alan Watt. Alan Watt has a website, very simple, www.cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and he's got tools and information and seminars and downloads on just about everything about globalism and the New World Order and other esoteric information that you are probably interested in finding out. And we're talking with him about some specific things that can be done. And one of those is to join in with people who are resisting the system. Alan, we have a caller on the line. Would you like to take a call?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Jeff in Missouri, you're on.
Greetings. How are you all doing today?
Doing well.
I appreciate
you have
your
a question.
Yeah, I appreciate your show, sir. Resistance, I mean, do we go on the offensive and go try to take these people out or just sit back and play defense?
Alan?
Well, it's no,
I guess
I'll tell
the question.
You can't get offensive at the moment, I can tell you, because there's not a single group out there that isn't infiltrated. In fact, many of them were started up by the CIA years ago. And so you got to, if you're going to be offensive, you've got to understand you'd have to start off, there's no doubt, trying to do it in a more passive nature of dialogue and putting terms and conditions out, because they're already... They have been ready for years. They've been arming for years for the troubles coming down about now, and they're all prepared for it. So,
Hang on, guys. Okay. So it sounds like, you know, part of the question I have is that, you know, what people, you know, would we, you know, as Jeff says, take out?
Well,
You
know, personally, fellas, I would start on a local level at the Masonic Lodge seems to be where these guys are gravitating in and out of. But, you know, I mean, there again, court system, you know, who is really the enemy and where are they at? And, I mean, can you do it
in a,
you know, once you do one locally, if the other dominoes don't fall pronto, then someone's in, you know, you're in a lot of trouble, you know what I mean?
Right, and they're expecting this kind of thing, and this is one of the concerns we had with the Browns, is that we don't want to have a showdown or a resistance, because that's what the excuse that they're going to use to clamp down.
Yeah, that's what the whole terrorism act is about. It's nothing to do with the Middle East. It's about the whole system here and in the West to be changed over the next 10 years.
So we need to outsmart them, right, Alan? We need to outsmart them and engage them, as you said, in dialogue. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the reasons that I keep harping on this, if you will, and that is when you look at argumentation, the five premises of the Declaration of Independence is what basically made things start to move in this country. And I've said it, and I stand by it. If you don't agree with the five premises that are contained in the Declaration of Independence, then you are not an American patriot.
Yeah.
Well, Jefferson himself said that when you see a format or a system going through from one change of house, that meant from government to the next, then you are already under a form of tyranny. And that's here.
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay.
Appreciate your
That's
time.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Jeff, for calling. Alan, thank you so much. Once again, folks, he's got books and tapes and all kinds of great things on cuttingthroughthematrix.net. This is Tim Wingate. We'll be back with you tomorrow on the Michael Herzog's show. And log on to freedomshenanigansblogspot.com and see some of the things that you can do. Carpe Libertas. Seize liberty, everybody. See you tomorrow.
It's true.